Sing Out magazine was founded over 60 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week's theme comes from the CD A Henry Reed Reunion, from Alan Jabbour on fiddle, James Reed on guitar, and Bertram Levy on the banjo, an elegant collection of 19th and early 20th century fiddle tunes from the legendary Henry Reed from West Virginia. And that's on their own record label. We just heard Stony Point. As some of you may know, I spend a week each summer in West Virginia at the Augusta Heritage Workshops at Davis and Elkins College. I've attended for the past 28 years, and in that time I've become quite fond of the music of the Mountain State. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we're going to sample some of the great contemporary and classic recordings of traditional players and songwriters, and we'll lead off with Molly O'Brien, who's from up in Wheeling, West Virginia, from her recording Things I Gave Away and an old Percy Mayfield tune called River's Invitation. Here's Molly O'Brien on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
All across the country, and I play in every town, because I'm trying to find my baby, but no one has seen him around. Now you know which way I'm headed, if my baby can't be found. You look full of misery. on leaving, 'cause I know he's still alive. Someday I'm gonna find him, I'm gonna take him for a ride, take him for a ride, and we'll live our lives together in a home among the tide, in among the tide.
Crooked road, and it leads me to tomorrow. Through all my joy and sorrow, I walk a crooked road, and I take the things I need. I leave the rest behind me, I use my heart to guide me as I walk this crooked road. When I go to work, well, I work the fields of summer, take me through the winter when I go to work. And when I take my rest, when my family's there beside me, the love runs deep inside me when I go to work. Thank you. sister and my brother when I kneel to pray. Well, I pray for my heart that is beating strong inside me. It's always there to guide me when I kneel to pray. When I sing my song, sing of good times and grieving and the things that I believe in. When I sing my song, well, my story's much the same. There's a life that we're all living in the time that we've been given. When I sing my song, say goodbye, well, I'll take your memory with me, and you can sing this melody when I say goodbye. And when a new face comes along, you can seat him where you seat me, treat him like you treat me when I say goodbye. Well, I walk a crooked road, and it leads me to tomorrow. Through all my joy and sorrow, I walk a crooked road, and I take the things I need. I leave the rest behind me, I use my heart to guide me as I walk this crooked road.
His own image, and all things were going right, but it seemed that man was doomed to sin and fall. Eve, she tasted of the apple, begged till Adam took a bite, and that put the human family to the wall. After Adam was beguiled, one kept on going wild, causing man to have all kinds of punishment. We can plainly understand, woman was made after man, and she's been after man ever since. What a shame it is that woman tries to be so much like men. They will run for office if they get a chance. Men had just as well stop calling his dear precious wife old hen, for the time has come when she should wear the pants. How they dress, it is a sight, where the skirt's so short and tight, they can hardly make it when they cross the fence. But they do the best they can, woman was made after man, and she's been after man ever since. Indeed, today the woman tries to be so much like man, she will even have her hair cut short like him. Some will gamble and sell liquor, they will bootleg all they can. Oh, it's dreadful how deceitful woman is. They get a lipstick in a box, paint their lips in roller socks, they think they know more than all the presidents. Woman thinks she's mighty grand, but she was made after man, and she's been after man ever since. Oh, she's been after man ever since.
Blind Alfred Reed grew up in Hinton, West Virginia, and a few years ago, the West Virginia Music Hall of Fame put together a recording called Always Lift Him Up, a tribute to Blind Alfred Reed. And we just heard Little Jimmy Dickens, who's a proud West Virginian as well, with a piece that's just a little bit dated, a tune called Woman's Been After Man Ever Since. That's on Proper Records. And before that, we heard from Tim O'Brien, and Crooked Road from his recording Chameleon, and that's on Howdy Skies Records. We're listening to West Virginia musicians and singers and writers this week. And before that, from Dave Bing and Dwight Diller. Dwight is my banjo guru, and they frequently went to England at the end of the last century, around the 1990s, and Waynesboro was recorded in England back in 1999. Waynesboro is a tune from the Hammonds family from Marlinton, West Virginia. And we let off that set with Tim's sister Molly from her recording Things I Gave Away and River's Invitation, a tune from Percy Mayfield, and that's on Sugar Hill Records. In my trips to West Virginia, I frequently get a chance to meet some master musicians, and the first one I ever had a chance to meet was a fellow named Ernie Carpenter, who grew up in Elk River country of West Virginia, and he wrote a wonderful song about a very sad time in which his family place was being taken away for a dam project. He wrote a tune called Elk River Blues. Here's Ernie Carpenter on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
That I sure do love.
kiss my loving one of these lonesome days. You gonna miss my loving one of these lonesome days. It's gonna be too late, I'll be so
guess we must have met neath the broken moon. bottles on the table and the letters on the floor. My head is hung in silence, my eyes are red and sore. Moonlight through the window, it's a lonely shade of blue. Tonight my heart is breaking hard beneath the broken moon. Broken moon, broken too. Shines a lonely light on me and you. Red, red roses faded before it ever bloomed. I guess we must have met beneath the broken moon. Life a wonder back when we first began. Stars were in our favor and the moon was in our hand. Now our hands are empty, wandering is through. Another love breaks down tonight beneath the broken moon. Broken moon, broken too. Shines a lonely light on me and you. Red, red roses faded before it ever bloomed. I guess we must have met beneath the broken moon. Yes, we must have met beneath the broken moon.
This is The Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about the magazine, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or check us out on the web at singout.org. You can also listen to the show as a podcast. This is episode 1434. And remember, we're also available on iTunes. Thank you. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. This week, we're listening to music from the mountain state of West Virginia, and our theme music comes from the CD A Henry Reed Reunion from Alan Jabbour, James Reed, and Bertram Levy, music from that great West Virginia fiddler Henry Reed, and we heard a tune called Ebenezer, which is also sometimes known as West Virginia Highway, from Alan Jabbour, James Reed, and Bertram Levy. Before that, good friend of mine, John Lilly, from his recording Broken Moon, we heard the title track. John's a great songwriter and publishes Golden Seal, the arts magazine of West Virginia, and that's on his own record label. He's living in Charleston. And before that, we heard from the Critton Hollow String Band from Pawpaw, West Virginia, from their recording Poor Boy from 1979 and a great little tune called Pretty Little Dog. And it's been collected on a CD called the Dulcimer Collection on Yodelahi Records. And before that, Emily Miller has become a West Virginian. She's moved to the Elkins area with her husband Jesse Milnes and her mom Val Mindell, and she put together a great recording last year called Close to Home. And we heard Weeping Willow, a tune from Blind Boy Fuller that Jesse actually learned from John Cephas. That's from Close to Home, from Val Mindell and Emily Miller. And we let off that set with Ernie Carpenter from his recording Old Time Fiddle Tunes from the Elk River Country. And Ernie describes the Elk River blues this way. I was sitting here one day, and I had the blues, Ernie says. I reckon as bad as anyone could, thinking about my old home place on the Elk River. I started sawing on the fiddle, and that's what I came up with. It's the Elk River Blues. It's released on Augusta Heritage Center Records. Ernie Carpenter. Well, if you think about West Virginia, you think about coal mining, and this next set is going to focus on the rigors and troubles of coal mining. My good friend Robert C. Heyer lives up in Wheeling, West Virginia, and he just released a recording last year called One Day, in which he collects a bunch of his tunes that he's written over the years. This is one from back in 1975 called The Miner's Story. This is Robert C. Heyer on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Well, he worked all night, he worked all day, loading it ton by ton. That coal bout broke his black and high, and his work had just begun. My papa loved his family well, so he took a shovel to hand to keep us fed and a little more, taking that coal from the land. Well, he would have liked some other means to bring him home some pay, but the mines were all that's working then, and it's always been that way. I always loved that man so well, for treating me so kind. Then one day he was no more, life left him in the mine. We had not long to mourn and cry, for time does not stand still, and it came my turn to go down deep against my mother's will. My son, she cried, can you not see what danger lies within? That old black hole will end your life like so many of your kin. But I saw my little sister cry from wretched pains within. So I made my way to that coal boss to ask, could I get in? Well, I would have liked some other means to bring me home some pay. But the mines were all that's working then, and it's always been that way. Well, I work all night, I work all day, loading it ton by ton. And that coal about breaks my black and hide, and my work has just begun. They ask me why I never wed. Well, boys, I'll tell you true. I dare not put a sweet young gal in my mother's shoes. And if I were to wed to follow me a son, I would not want that poor young lad to do what I have done. 'Cause he'd work all night, he'd work all day, loading it ton by ton. And that cold bout break is black and high, and his work had just begun. 'Cause he'd work all night, he'd work all day, loading it ton by ton. That cold bout break is black and high, and his work had just begun. That cold bout break is black and high, and his work had just begun.
Goodbye to Buckeye and White Sycamore, I'm leaving you behind. I've been a coal man all of my life, laying down track in the hole. Got a back like an ironwood bent by the wind, blood veins blue as the coal.
Blood veins blue as the coal.
Somebody said that's a strange tattoo you have on the side of your head. I said that's the blueprint left by the coal. Just a little more and I'd be dead. But I love the rumble and I love the dark, I love the cool of the sleigh. But it's on down the new road looking for a job, this traveling and looking I hate. I've stood for the union, walked in the line, fought against the company. Stood for the UMWA, now who's gonna stand for me? I've
got no house and I got no pay, just got a worried soul.
And this blue tattoo on the side of my head, left by the number 9 coal.
Left by the number 9 coal.
Someday when I die and go to heaven, the land of my dreams, I won't have to worry on losing my job to bad times or big machines. I'm not going to pay my money away for dues or hospital plans. I'm gonna pay
and sing with the angel band. I'm not gonna pay my money away for dues or hospital plans. I'm gonna pick coal while blue heavens roll and sing with the angel band.
Early this morning, he passed all your houses on his way to the coal. He was tall, he was slender, and his dark eyes so tender. His occupation was mining West Virginia, his home. It was just before 12, I was feeding the children. Ben Mosley came running to bring us the news. Number 8 is all flooded, many men are in danger. And we don't know their number, but we fear they're all doomed. So I picked up the baby and I left all the others to comfort each other and to pray for their own. There's Tommy, 14, and there's John, not much younger. Their own time soon will be coming to go down the black hole.
Once was happy. sad that mine and company took away my home, bought up my land, and now it's gone. There's no more sparrows, there's no more trees. I'll go to the city, there'll be a job for me. In the mill while the mining company destroys my hill. $100 would have saved my land, but that banker was a mining man. There's no more time, was all he had to say. Now I got to leave here, Lord, in 6 more days. I told the spider to move her web. I told the sparrow to move her nest far over the mountains to where the land is green, where there ain't no bankers, no mining machine. Said I told the spider to move her web. I told the sparrow to move her nest far over the mountains to where the land is green, where there ain't no bankers, no mining.
Leaves are falling and turning in showers of gold as the postman climbs up our long hill. And there's sympathy written all over his face as he hands me a couple more bills. Who watched the home place? Dear space, who filled my empty place when I am gone from here? There's a lovely green nook by a clear running stream. It was my place when I was quite small, and its creatures and sounds could soothe my worst pains, but today they don't ease me at all. Who watched the home place? Who tend my heart's dear space? Who when I am gone from here. In my grandfather's shed, there are hundreds of tools. I know them by feel and by name. Like parts of my body, they've patched this old place. If I move them, they won't be the same. Who watched the home place? Who tend my heart's dear space? Who fill my empty place when I am gone from here? Now I wander around, touching each blessed thing, the chimney, the tables, the trees. And the memories swirl around me like birds on the wing. When I leave here, oh, who will I be? Who watches the home place? Who'll tend my heart's dear space? Who'll fill my empty place when I am gone from here?
Behind us, we have the music of the Iron Leg Boys, Andy Fitzgibbon on the fiddle and Ben Townsend on the banjo, with a tune called Rattle Down the Acorns from Delbert Hughes, who lives in Kanawha County, West Virginia, the Iron Leg Boys. And before that, West Virginia has had more than its share of troubles over the years, and we heard some tunes about that. We heard Who'll Watch the Home Place. Kate Long wrote that tune. That's from her recording Pieces of Heart from Kate Long. And before that, we heard from Michael and Carrie Klein, recorded live at the Augusta Heritage Center back in, a number of years ago. A tune called The Spider Song. It was written by a fellow named Glenn Lawson. And that's on a collection called Moving Mountains, Voices of Appalachia Rise Up Against Mountaintop Removal Coal Mining on Falling Mountain Music. And before that, Kathy Matea, who's a proud West Virginian, from her recording Calling Me Home, she sang Gene Ritchie's tune, West Virginia Mine Disaster. That's on Sugar Hill Records. And before that, the classic Coal Tattoo from Billy Ed Wheeler and his recording Country Essentials. And we let off that set with Robert C. Heyer, my friend from Wheeling, and The Miner's Story from his recording One Day, and that's on Table Rock Music. Hope you've enjoyed our program of West Virginia music, and you've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can get more information about the magazine by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1434.
Between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. Well, I got a hammer, and I got a bell, and I got a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice, it's the bell of...